Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to link together some of the dots between body condition score of our dairy cattle and reproduction for our Kansas dairy farmers. One of the studies we might want to consider is one that was actually conducted back in 1992, and what it looked at is those cows calving with a high body condition score and how much weight they lost the first 5 weeks versus those that had a lower body condition score at calving and then maintained their body condition score for the first 5 weeks of lactation. For those that lost body condition score in the first 5 weeks of lactation, only 25% of those animals became pregnant at the first AI. However, for those that maintained body condition score during the first 5 weeks of lactation, 62% became pregnant. Some more recent studies looked at this same situation. Interesting. Those that lost body condition score, 42% of the animals, during the first 21 days of lactation, only 25% became pregnant after the first timed AI. For those that maintained body condition score during that first 21 days, 38% became pregnant after the first timed AI. And for those that actually gained body condition score during the first 3 weeks of lactation, only 22% of the animals, but 84% of those became pregnant after the first timed AI. Other studies show similar types of patterns. So, timely management of your transition cow program and early lactation is very, very important in making sure that we get timely pregnancies. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.